So just let me know when you're ready. This is the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer. Linda Oh took her time becoming a bassist. As a kid growing up in Perth, Australia, she studied classical piano, clarinet, even the bassoon. It wasn't till she was a teenager that she first picked up the electric bass, and she didn't come around to the double bass until college. But though it was a long time coming, Linda's career as a jazz bassist has since moved quickly. She moved to New York in 2007, has played with artists like Kenny Barron and Cyrus Chestnut, and put out two albums. Her latest is called Initial Here. And Linda Oh and her band have joined me here in the Soundcheck studio, and they're going to kick things off with a live performance of a piece from the album. It's called Deeper Than Happy. That is bassist and composer Linda Oh, and a tune called Deeper Than Happy. It appears on her latest album called Initial Here, but that was a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio, with Linda, of course, playing the bass. Fabian Almazan at our piano, Dana Stevens playing the sax, Rudy Royston behind the drum kit. Linda, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And congratulations on having a band that not only stops on a dime, but does so repeatedly during the course of what sounds like a very tricky piece. Deeper Than Happy is the name of it, and as tricky as it sounds here in the studio, it sounds even more tricky in this remix that you posted to the internet some time ago. Is this how you kill time?
Kind of, I guess. Yeah, that was just one of those things that, I just wanted to do. It wasn't really something I thought a lot about. I just, you know, I have a lot of fun doing that kind of thing. So, and I'd like to get more into it, but, I'm just starting, but, yeah.
So you're sitting around the house waiting for the cable guy to come and repair your internet or
something?
I was
actually, I was very frustrated because my internet was down for a few days and I didn't realize just how much I rely on that. So, yeah, I spent my time just chopping up a lot of the audio from that session. So, and these guys had some really amazing sounds. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
Well, let's hear a little bit. This is the piece you just heard, Deeper Than Happy, the remix from Linda O. Just a little bit of the remix of Deeper Than Happy. So it's not quite a dance remix, is it?
No. Not quite, no.
So, the album, it's acoustic, it's a quartet, very, you know, kind of standard-looking ensemble, sax, piano, bass, drums. Mm. But here you are doing this, you know, kind of remix thing on the side. On the spectrum of traditionalist to experimentalist, where in on that continuum do you put yourself?
That's a difficult question because, I mean, there's so many different things that I like to do and I'd like to be challenged, I guess. So I guess I believe in learning the tradition to a degree and knowing where things came from, but I also get bored easily, so I like to explore different things.
Well, even within the context of this band, you play the double bass, as you're doing today, and the electric bass guitar, mm-hmm. which you got to first, right? That was...
I did, but definitely when I picked up the upright bass, I focused heavily on that. I started off on electric bass playing a lot of rock music. We had a rock band in high school, and would play a lot of originals as well as, you know, Metallica and mm-hmm. and Tool and that sort of thing. And
really?
Mm. And then from that, I transitioned to the upright bass. There were a lot of great jazz musicians. There still are a lot of great jazz musicians in Perth and from Perth. And that's what inspired me to take it more seriously. And eventually, I started listening to Ray Brown and Oscar Peterson Trio, and that's really what got me into upright bass.
Okay. So does that mean that Tool and Metallica have been left behind?
To some degree, I'm still very much into 90s rock as opposed to... I mean, there are some great rock bands these days, but mm-hmm. There are certain things that I really enjoy about bands like Red Hot Chili Peppers and just what they came out with at that time, which I think has changed over the years, you know.
Mm-hmm, right, and you've actually covered one of their songs.
On the first album.
On the first record. Mm-hmm. We're speaking with the bassist and composer, Linda O. Now, there is I won't say a tradition, but there are some great figures in jazz who have been great composers and great bassists. Mm. I guess Charles Mingus would be the one that most people go to.
Yeah.
Is he Mr. M?
Yes, he is Mr. M.
So this this next piece called Mr. M is also on the album called Initial Here. Let's actually do these two pieces back to back. Mr. M and then Ultimate Persona. Mm-hmm. Who does that refer to?
Well, that was something I wrote actually after I watched the movie by Ingmar Bergman called Persona, which is an incredible movie. And it, for me, it evoked a lot of different emotions, and it was one of those movies that it's really hard to think of anything else when you're watching this movie. It just captivates you and draws you in. So I guess the piece was influenced by that, and, you know, it's about a lot of different things about what we strive for and what we put out there, mm-hmm. you know. And
When did you see the movie?
It was actually recently, like a few months before I started writing the piece, which was, I guess, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 months before we actually went to the studio, mm-hmm. which was February 2011, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, impressionable teenager, first exposure to Ingmar Bergman.
No, it's relatively recent, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. So Ultima Persona is the second of the two pieces that we'll hear, but why don't we start with this tribute to the great Charles Mingus from one bassist to another. Linda Oh is with us in the Soundcheck studio with the band. Once again, Fabian Almazan at our piano, Rudy Royston behind our drum kit, and Dana Stevens playing his own saxophone. And here are two more excerpts from the album Initial Here, not from the album, but played live in the Soundcheck studio.
Thank you.
C's only twice on the head out. Okay, but you can look at me too. Okay.
So you're starting off
at A.
At the top, yeah. Okay.
And doing what we did before?
Yeah. Might speed up a little bit, let's see.
Hang on.
One, two, three.
That is called Ultimate Persona, another live performance here in the Soundcheck studio, the second of two there. Linda O and her quartet playing live in the Soundcheck studio with some music from her most recent album, Initial Here. Linda O playing bass, Fabian Almazan piano, Dana Stevens sax, Rudy Royston playing drums. We heard Mr. M, which is your tribute, as you mentioned before, to Charles Mingus. I was thinking of Charlie Hayden for some reason during your bass solo there. I don't know if he's a favorite bass player of yours.
He actually is, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's so many to choose from. You mentioned Ray Brown before. The new edition of Downbeat Magazine has the 60th annual critics poll, all of their favorite bassists and pianists, sax players, etc. Full page spread on you, Linda O, as the rising star of the bass. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks.
And congratulations on the record. It's called Initial Here. Linda O and the quartet playing for us in the Soundcheck studio. Great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This is Soundcheck.